בספר החרדים recently the bacher that asked me for a kvias, and he wanted a kvias in sefer charedim. So we have a kvias in sefer charedim. And I told him, you know, the problem all these kvias with the bachim, you know, you learn the first couple of prakim and then the kvias is over. So I said we will start from the end, and if the kvias will take place, we'll go back to the beginning. We actually finished only in the end, but it doesn't make a difference. And we start to learn one of the last parakim of the Sefer HaCharedim. And the Sefer HaCharedim brings down that every person, he says, has to have one mitzvah that is his mitzvah. He learns Pshat, Yesh ois a mitzvah achas, v'zeiche l'chayo ilo mabo. He's masbid with a mashal. He says there's a tree inside the water, and you try to pull out the tree. It says if a person tries to chop the whole tree, you can't take it out, it's too big, you can't pull out the tree. But if you have one branch that is very strong and you pull out of that branch, with that branch you can take out the whole tree out of the water. It says the mitzvah says a person has to have one mitzvah. He brings down the Gemara. The Gemara says on one of the Amiroim, Teisili shekiyamti mitzvah tzitzis. The other one says, well, now, Teisili shekiyamti tefillin. One says, Avuch b'ma'avim akpid. And the Gemara says, he was on a ladder in the tzitzis Torah, he didn't go to the Adamas without a tzitzis. One Amir, the Gemara says, he was makpid on Basa b'cholov. Was a pshat. Was the mitzvahs they were mekayim? For sure they were mekayim all the mitzvahs. But the pshat, this was a mitzvah that they kept. And they were not Meshala, they didn't Bichlal this. No. This was their mitzvah. The Charedim is Marich, that when a person has one mitzvah that he's Mekayim K'moshe Tzorich, so then all the other mitzvahs come also with it together. But he has to have one mitzvah that this mitzvah he does, and this mitzvah he doesn't give up, it doesn't make a difference how hard it is. This mitzvah is Mekayim Mitchilo V'atzoif without an end. Mitchilo V'atzoif without an end. We learned it. Come the next week, and I tell him, no, you have already a mitzvah. I said, no, I said, I also didn't pick yet a mitzvah. We'll learn it again. We learned it for the second week. Then came the third week. I said, you already have the mitzvah? Not yet. I said, we'll learn it for the third week. And this for 4 weeks, we're learning, you know, you have to be mekayim a mitzvah. Moshe Tzorich. The fourth week, the night of the kvias, in the afternoon, there was a bacher, I was in my shir, left the yeshiva a bit, he lost his father. I knew his father a bit, but from different places. I went to Menachem Ovel, came to Menachem Ovel, I go into the yeshiva house, in the Neve Yaakov, sitting there lonely. And I tell the boy, you know, you have to say something, you know. So I say, you know, what your father learned. My father didn't learn, no, my father was about Shuvah. It became like an awkward feeling, you know, I tried to, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, like what I will say now. So I said, I saw outside the sign that your father was 53 when he was Nifter. And his father is Hashem Yinkoim Damoy. His father was also killed. So I said, if his father was killed and he's 53, so your grandfather was not killed in the Holocaust, because then your father would not be born. He's only 53. So it means that your grandfather was killed somewhere after the Holocaust. So maybe you could tell me what was the story. I just needed something to get out of that, you know. Tells me, you really want to know my family story? I said, yeah. So, you really want to hear the story? I said, yes. That was the only way out of that. I said, I'll tell you. I said, my father was born in, forgot this place, like somewhere like in the end of America and left, you know, like mamash, like in the edge, you know. And I was supposed to see out of the Shema in a second. His father was born there. When he was 17 years old, his father was killed by a robbery in the park. Someone killed his father. 2 months later, his mother died, passed from Agmas Nefesh. It was not a frum gonish, no shem shabbos, mamish. Freien Ganzen. He came to Eretz Yisrael, he tried, he went into Esh HaTorah, and he said he has a lot of questions. Well, Mendel Weinbach told him, learn for a day and then I will answer your questions. He said, no, if you don't answer my questions, I'm not becoming a frum. He said, learn for a day and I'll answer your questions. He got up and he left. Came back to the States and he met Meir Kahana. And Meir Kahana met him in the street and told him, why are you not a Shema Shabbos? He said, I have questions. Meir Kahana told him, come to my office, I will answer all your questions. And he answered all the questions. He didn't become a Kahana guy, but that's what Meir Kahana has. And if he came from, you know, from, he was living by his uncle, by a friend of the family. He needed a bit of money, he was doing mashgiach for Parnasa. And he comes in the afternoon to shul. He was overnight, you know, shemer on the wine. He didn't manage daven shachris. So he came mincha to shul, and he put on tefillin mincha. So old man came over to him. All this kid is telling me in the shiva. So old man came over to him and tells the kid, why, you know, shachris you put on tefillin, not mincha. He said, when you started telling mashgiach, he told him, I'll tell you the truth, I forgot shachris. I'm putting out in the afternoon. But he asked the time that he didn't daven, I forgot. He said, well, you forgot to put on tefillin? The guy picked up his sleeve and he showed him the number from the Holocaust. And he told him, I was in Auschwitz for 6 years. And my job was to take garbage, and I had to carry it to the place. Every day, this is what I did the whole day. And was one of the circles that I turned was a Nazi with a gun on one side and with a Nazi with a gun on the other side. And in the middle was one little piece that both of them didn't see. And every day I put on tefillin there. And I never missed a day. And if they will see me, they will shoot me. And you forgot to put on tefillin? In that moment this person decided, his name is Aryeh, the guy that was nifter, tefillin is his mitzvah. He didn't know the Haredim, but he decided, tefillin will be my mitzvah. He came back home, and he decided he had a little bit saving. He went over to the Rav of the town and he told him, I want to buy the best tefillin. I'm stopping the story a second. I said over the story in a vad the night after it. In the vad was sitting a boy, picked up his hand. I'm allowed to disturb in the middle. I said, you could, but I said, it's improper in the middle of a story. He said, I want just to add, my father was the Rav in that place. I know the guy was nifter now this week, right? My father already retired. But I wanted to tell you what my father told me. The rest of the story the guy didn't know. He came over to my father. And he told him, I decided I want the best tefillin. Here is my money. He bought him a ticket to fly to New York with him. Go to Eichler's. They came there. They bought the best tefillin. No. He's talking, he bring the rope with him to decide what is the best tefillin. Everything what he worked for the last year and a half, what he saved, he took on and he bought his tefillin. He came back and he put on the tefillin. Okay, he got married. They moved out to Seoul. They had this kid. And this person was busy with his mitzvah tefillin. He told his kids tefillin was very important for him. A week ago, his father-in-law died. This is the boy is telling me in the shiva. So my father flew to America to his in-law, to his father-in-law. He was very close to his father-in-law because he didn't have parents. In the middle of the shiva of his father-in-law, he hears that person that raised him, when his parents died, that looked after him, also passed. So he went from the shiva house to the other place to make the taira, at least that person that looked after him, I don't know if that person was from, but he decided he will make taira, you know, he will do chesed shalemis with the person that raised him when he was a kid 17 years old when he didn't have parents. He finished to do the taira. It was 3 hours to the final, to the levaya. So he told everyone, I have to leave, I didn't put on tefillin yet today. So they told him, you do it after the Levaya, you're oisik b'mitzvah. He said, I finished the Levaya, I finished the Taira, for 3 hours, I can't give up on mitzvah too. So you do it after the Levaya. He said, no. He traveled for an hour and a half back to the place where his in-laws, put on his tefillin and said, Krishma, and came back to the Levaya. He got up in the Levaya, and he said, it says in Chazal, Knele Chachovel. He got a heart attack and he died on the flight. He died. So his last mitzvah was tefillin. The Chevra Kadisha calls up, you know, dear, they start to arrange the Levaya. Where to put him, where to bury him, you know. Person was nifter, heart attack, young guy. Says, older brother says, I remember that last week Ta told me that if he passes, he wants to be in Harazesim. So it sounds very strange, Harazesim today, you know. It's like you could count the numbers, the places that are left, you know, everyone goes to Aramnuchas. It's not that you know, Miyuchas to Ibchaim or somewhere like that. But, you know, Ta said, so the Chevra Kadisha, you know, we have a tzavoy for my father, it's the only thing we have. That we have to go to Harazesi. So Chachrisha said, okay, listen, you know, it's not so much places. He told me, you have some cousins there, you know, we'll put him to sleep near someone that he knows, you know, we'll put him down, you know. You're nobody family, but at least, you know, we'll put him at this. He knew two people. One Sephardi person, but in that Chalka was not Negev. And he said it was one more person that his father had shaychus to, an old man. Chachrisha checked. Yeah, that old man is a place near that old man. If you didn't figure out, this old man was the guy that told him about the tefillin. And they put him in Harazesim to lay near this person that was most nefesh and tefillin in the Holocaust. And near him, he's laying now in Harazesim. So, at Mizmamish, I came back, was the day that the Kriyas, and I thought about him, you see, one person, a simple person, was Chayza b'tshuva, took on one mitzvah of tefillin, and this was his mitzvah. Hashem made him to die mitrich tefillin, to be buried in the other person that was meisa nefesh of tefillin, and from a pasha to person, it became last mitzvah was meisa nefesh and tefillin, and it was mekayim tefillin. Every person, it's a big zach, every person, like the Charedim, Charedim b'siyesef, Zmanah b'siyesef, Shmuel b'n Zindan k'seida, it's kimat nekarishim, it's chashivus. That every person has a tafkid to choose a mitzvah. But you know, so Bocher asked me, so okay, you know, he would choose sukkah. It's easy, once a week, yeah. So I told him, you know, you could choose sukkah, but I'll tell you what it means to choose sukkah. It means that eventually over the life you learn Masech to sukkah. You know, with the years you make sukkah's chazanish. When it's cold, doesn't make a difference. You stay awake till 3 o'clock by night and you do that. This is your mitzvah. All the year, you're sure that when you go away for your kids and eventually everything works around the sukkah, yeah, you can do a mitzvah. You choose one mitzvah that belongs to you.
This is a
chama. Huh? Well, on that I didn't think. But if a person chooses a mitzvah, that he takes the mitzvah, that mitzvah could change his life. That mitzvah could change his life. And, you know, a person sometimes thinks in life, doesn't make a difference. But with the years, Charedim says, it's not only that mitzvah, Siddhan Pshad Yerushalmi, Kono mitzvah achas, kilu kim es kol ha-teire kulo. That one mitzvah that you do b'shleimus pulls all the mitzvahs, makes all the mitzvahs to keep together, all the mitzvahs to pull up. And you know, sometimes it's hard to choose. But if a person chooses and it's his mitzvah, he becomes 50, 60, 70, and he has his mitzvah. Then in that mitzvah he doesn't give up. That mitzvah he keeps. And after it, it's a beautiful thing. As I said, Mashiach has started through Teira, through the Shiur. And then, you know, I have to say that such a Bechente, Lave Malke. I don't know if you mitzvahs in Lave Malke or not, Vesach nicht. But I really wanted to thank Remotche for all the Shtadlis. And Be'ez Hashem, this house, Alamo will be Mole, Simche, Teiro, Avas Hashem, Avas Abrias, Avatzloche, Bechol Maisi Yadechem. Amen.